Thank you for joining me for another Quick Hits Conversation. I'm Dr. Robin. With me today, I have Matt Persia, Atif Agha, and Stuart Wiggins. The question I would like to ask, what does collaboration mean to you? Matt, can you kick us off?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I think collaboration to me means one or more people that are working together, sharing time and resources to accomplish a collective similar goal.
Okay.
And I would agree with that. I think also, you know, we're going to talk about what, how does it differentiate from connecting and other than just coordinating. So collaborate means, I think, having a common purpose to really having that drive that you work together to do something that is common to both the parties and have that synergy between the teams. That's, to me, that's collaboration. Mm. You know, you can coordinate and ask people to help and do it that, but if they're not bought into your idea, I think collaborate goes a little bit next level than coordinate and connect.
Well, I agree with everything that's been said. I think the ability to collaborate probably goes on three different levels. The first level is that you have to have the ability to agree to disagree. You also have to be able to understand what it is you're trying to collaborate on so you can figure out how to solve it. And then 2.5 is the ability to listen. And also 2.5 is you have to be curious, enough to understand the other person's point of view and to put yourself in their shoes. So for the better good for the collaboration project.
I'll tell you guys a story about something I saw happen in the coaching space. They were doing a collab, which is a collaboration between people. And for me, collaboration means it's kind of a 50-50, you do your half, I do my half, we both succeed together kind of thing. And what I saw happen is this influencer came in and wanted to collab, not with me, with someone else. And the other person did all the work, put everything together, brought in all of her people, everything. And the other one, the collab person, just showed up, didn't even send out the invite to his people or anything, and basically just wanted to steal her contacts. And so I think that a collab or a collaboration, you need to be really clear on what the definition of that is before you go and collaborate with someone, because they could just expect you to do all the work and for them to bring their name, and you should feel special that you got to work with them.
If you look at from a corporate perspective, collaboration could mean within one team, how the team really approaches certain things and how they coordinate, work together, how they're bought into an idea that they're trying to implement. And it also could mean a matrix organization where people are not in one team, but they're still bought into the same idea, brought in from different areas to work to get something done. So collaboration to me is again, a higher term in terms of people really working together in a fine-tuned machine that really get things done. And there's a positivity overall. I know it's the term thrown around a lot these days, which may not be used as effectively.
I think that it really is, again, two-sided. So you're both working towards a collective goal. So you have something, whether it's aligning on something specifically, but each party that is part of the collaboration needs to get something out of it. Everyone needs to bring something into it and then collectively get something out of it. It might be different things, to your point, if someone's trying to get more of a following or someone's trying to just share information. When you come together for the collaboration, I think it needs to be stated specifically. This is what I bring to the party. This is what I want to get out of it. And then come together as a group and say, okay, we're all aligned. We're all going to work towards the same goal together and let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Collaboration is kind of like what we do here. Because you have to be able to put your ego in your back pocket. I mean, I think we've all been, at least I know I've been in part of groups where people don't put their ego in their back pocket and they try to dominate the process, and the collaboration effort then is not as successful as it could be. So from my perspective, you have to be able to put your ego in your back pocket and be able to look the good of the whole. As opposed to
who's responsible for that communication? So I feel like if I go into collaboration, to your point, Matt, not only do I need to say, this is what I bring and this is what I want out of it, but I think there needs to be a, this is what I expect you to bring. There needs to be that conversation too, because if I just make assumptions about what you're bringing to the party and then I don't get it, I can't hold someone accountable to meeting a need I never told them I had.
We talked a little bit about putting your egos behind. When actually you want to collaborate and you really focus on doing something good, you do not just go and demand stuff. You go in and explain people what we're trying to do. What is the purpose? Where are we trying to get to? And also are able to listen to what they're saying to you in terms of their limitations. When you got that part resolved, you know, it's a very simple form of team forming. How do you form that right team where it goes through all of these stages to get to a true collaboration?
Yeah, and I think there also needs to be a point where we do put our egos aside, but we also need to know what we bring to the relationship and to the collaboration. Say, this is where my strength is, and this is how I can help move forward. And that's why I love like conversations like this, is I'm very much an idea person, and collaborating and having conversations with other people, we each bring our own ideas, which kind of layer on top of another. And then you get the big, you get more clarity, you get more, you know, information, and the idea that you once had is now bigger and stronger.
So we've talked some about the positives of collaboration. We've talked about how you have to make sure you got to be clear about your communication. What are the risks of collaborating? What can go wrong?
If there aren't clear communication, or there isn't clear communication when you start, is one person could contribute more than what they felt they needed to. Mm-hmm. And you could have that lopsided relationship. And I think we've all experienced that back in grade school or in college, when you're doing a group project and you're supposed to be collaborating, but there are clearly people who are doing more work and other people who are just skating by. And to your story and to your point, Robin, is mm-hmm. that, yeah, they're just on for the ride and they take the benefits without putting in the work.
Mm-hmm. It's important to be able to sit back and listen at first and understand what are some of the personality traits that I see? I mean, like sometimes in collaboration, you have to be careful not to respond in such a pejorative manner that you really can hurt somebody's ego or their feelings or their idea. So I think it's real, from my perspective, it's important to sit back and really listen to who says what, how they say it, and what's their motivation behind what they say, because you could really destroy the group as a whole, I think, if you're not cognizant of who's more sensitive about their opinion. Some people really own their opinion. And if you aren't cognizant of that, then it could really impact them in the long haul.
Let's talk about a little bit quickly about if it's done right, you're collaborating, you're coordinating well, you're connecting well, you've shared all the details. And if it goes wrong, you still come out right, because it still comes out positive. It still comes out with people learning something, taking away a good lesson. If it's done incorrectly, it can hurt a lot of people's egos. It can cause a lot of negative damage. You should be mindful. If you're not doing it correctly, building that team and doing that purpose can also affect negatively how this comes out.
I think there's three things. One is to set expectations, that what we kind of talk about. Two is to be able to communicate effectively. And then three is to be able to adapt and adjust. If everything doesn't go as planned, you have to be able to have that wiggle room and give and take throughout the collaboration, especially when there's more people. When it's 2, 3, 4, it's a little bit easier, but the larger the group gets, the more you have to be able to adjust and adapt and adjust.
Mm-hmm. And I think somebody has to be the leader. I know that I've been in situations where I've been brought on for collaborations, and I've made it very clear, I am not driving this project. I will be part of it. I will share my expertise. I will do my deliverables, but I am not driving. I'd make that really clear if I'm going to be the driver, if I'm expected to be the driver, or if I'm not going to be the driver, because otherwise it falls apart because nobody's driving.
This is really important, right? This is effective leadership. So any project, any process that you're trying to accomplish, effective leader is a very important element to that. Understanding different aspects from people and bringing them together is definitely very important. And that can break or make the project, right? Or make or break the goal.
Yeah, I think that's what Stuart said earlier about ego and being able to put that aside is really evident when you're saying, well, someone else might be a better leader to drive this initiative going forward, even though I want to, or I think I'm capable of, I need to step back and let them do it and drive everything.
And being willing to be honest about that.
I'm sorry, Robert.
No, go ahead, Stuart.
But just one final thought I could put on this. I think going into any collaboration, I think it's real important to maybe big picture, tell what success could look like. Not what it will look like, but what success could look like. So that it'll kind of maybe focus the group on a potential path to where they want to go. And at the end of it, we know whether we achieved our goals or not.
And I think that's a good place to end it. That is our 10 minutes. Thank you for collaborating with me on this conversation. I look forward to talking to each of you again very soon.
Thank you.